quarterback. How's he feeling? How's he looking?
Feeling pretty good. Looked good. Threw a few more passes today than we expected. He threw on Monday and felt pretty good about it. He had a big workout yesterday. He spent some time with Ryan, ran in the underwater treadmill, did some stuff in the weight room, and finished with a conditioning. And then today came out and pushed himself through another workout and did some good things, threw the ball well, and very pleased with that.
It looked like he's wearing kind of a beefed-up type black jacket. Used to that.
Yes, he's wearing it to get used to it. I couldn't tell you much more than what you just said. Other than that, I'm being serious because the equipment staff and the training staff have been working together with the manufacturers trying to find the one that he feels best. He's tried several on, we'll see.
Still kind of trying ones out then to see which one he has the most comfort with.
Probably. And like I said, I really couldn't tell you much more than that.
Still sore, is he?
He's all right. I mean, he's sore, but I mean, it's not like it was when it first happened. And today, I don't know if you were out there, but today he moved around a lot better. Like I said, he did a lot of work yesterday, and today he came back and had another good day. So I'm excited about it. Tomorrow will be a real big key. It's always the day after that you find out about soreness and stuff like that. So we'll see how he's in the morning.
Is the ankle still an issue? I know we're talking a lot about rehab.
I wouldn't say it's an issue as much as it's still part of his program. I mean, he's still rehabbing it. He still comes in and spends time with Ryan, and they stretch it and they turn it and twist it and all those other things. But it's just one of those things that it'll be part of his workout.
Health wise, obviously, knock on wood, but you guys, after having a lot of guys out these past few days.
We won't talk about that. It was good. We were able to get almost everybody back out on the practice field today. I think Darren Reeves is really the only one that really didn't get the opportunity to really work with us, coming off the knee sprain. But he's fine. He's able to do a lot. But they want to keep working him out on the side, so we'll continue to do that with him.
Orlando said you guys were working with him a little bit, guard, to kind of get him back into that. What are your plans for him?
Well, he played guard for us in the preseason. Well, again, it's about how many positions you can play: center guard, guard, tackle guard. I mean, you've got to have multiple abilities in terms of being able to play more than one position. Like Gary Williams has played all four of those other positions other than center. He's played left guard, right guard, left tackle, right tackle. Fernando's shown us is that he can play guard, center guard. Brian Folkerts, same thing, center, primary, then guard. So, the more flexibility you have, the more valuable you are to a team going into a game, especially with the way, you can only have 46 up.
Would you rather have that experience against Tampa versus the rookie Trey now, or are you looking at that one?
No, not necessarily. But again, Trey's coming off of the groin. We also know that it's going to be hot, and we also know he hadn't had a chance to really truly condition like a lot of the other guys. So if we do anything, he's going to have to be spelled on occasion. So that's really, part of the thinking is that you're going to have to do something like that.
You're still thinking he'll be first up?
We try. Yes. And we'll see again how he progresses. We'll see how he is tomorrow. A lot of these guys that came back today, the big day is tomorrow. See how these guys react to being put under stress, how they react to the number of reps they got and to the work that they've went through today.
Update us on Charles Johnson.
Charles took all his practice reps today and looked good. There's no problem. There's no issue. He probably could have played against Pittsburgh, but we didn't want to push him out there. He had he had really good days of work going into the Pittsburgh game, but we just felt a few more days would probably be much better for him. He came in on on Saturday, had a good day. No ill effects from his hard work on Saturday, so Sunday was a good day for him. He came in, got treatment, and then this morning he came in, did his workout, went out on the practice field, and did a nice job. So he's ready to roll.
Same thing with Greg Hardy then?
Yes, Greg's fine. The one thing I wanted to make sure that we were careful today, we tried not to bump into anybody's shoulders, so we were trying to be real smart about that, and he made it through today. In fact, he did his lifts and all that stuff, which was very, very encouraging when he was lifting with the shoulder, so there doesn't seem to be an issue.
Talked about a little concern about Turner's conditioning.
How big a deal is that, too, with him potentially matched up against McCoy?
No, it's big against whoever he plays against. I mean, that's all part of it. But also, that's also why you want to make sure you have the other guys ready to roll as well, because, you know, it's going to tax him. It's going to tax anybody. So we'll just, you know, we'll just make sure we're ready to roll.
Did Greg take all reps in practice today?
Hardy?
Yes.
Yes, he took all of his reps as well. You know, we rotate our defensive linemen anyway, so if there's 30 reps, you know, he's going to get anywhere between 16 and 18, you know, being the primary starter. So as I looked at it, I believe he probably got between 16 and 18.
What positions are you possibly looking at to bring in and look at other guys, free agents that were just recently released?
We're going to look at them all. You know, if there's a guy that interests us, we'll bring him in and we'll work him out. Dave's philosophy is you make sure you know the people that are out there that are available, and that's what we're going to do.
Ryan, you had two wideouts in today. Is you talking about that and whether you might sign one of those guys?
No, we just brought guys in for workouts is all we did.
With what in mind?
Working them out and checking them out. I mean, again, you know, guys, it's also about, you know, and I was asked the question about being healthy. I mean, it's, you know, you've got to look at guys and see how they fit you and see if there's potential there. And, you know, we have a ready list, guys that, you know, something happens, guys that we want to sign and, you know, if in case we get an emergency situation. And that's not the only position. We'll probably bring in some other positions as well as Mark Koontz and the pro personnel staff continue to go through it and talk to Dave about who's out there, who's available. And, you know, Dave will come to us and ask us, you know, how we feel and take a look at this guy on tape, and then we'll decide.
So you won't sign either of the two today?
No. Not today. I mean, you know, you never know what's going to happen in the future, but not today. I mean, we brought guys in to look at it.
Hill and the guy from LSU.
Yes.
Do you have any more scheduled for, like, maybe tomorrow or anything?
No, but I know that there's a list of guys that our guys are looking at, you know, and we'll just continue to roll through that.
We're heading into the opener with the current configuration of your offensive line. How confident are you, given the fact that they didn't have maybe as many reps together as a unit in game situations because of injury?
Well, they've had a lot of reps, you know, in all different combinations, and I think that's good as well, you know, because you learn to work with different people. You all right? I don't know. I thought something was going on. Okay. But, you know, they work. There's something's happening, Charlie. Are we all right? Okay.
They don't let it fall down.
Oh, thanks. But. You know, the thing is, you do want guys to work together a lot. And unfortunately, we didn't have the continuity you would like. But we also had a good group of guys that worked together. So I think they develop a feel for one another. And, you know, there's a lot of other ways to get some things done. And so we feel very confident about who our guys are.
Person making it in the long road that he's been through.
Well, it just shows you about persistence. And I think part of it, too, is, you know, coming from the program that he did. You know, he's a gifted athlete to begin with. He's a smart, intelligent football player. And it was just a matter of learning and developing. And he did that very quickly over the last couple of seasons. It doesn't surprise me he made the team. It really doesn't. Because of the way he plays, the way he works. And then he made plays when he had to. He had opportunities. He made plays. He made plays in traffic. He made plays in games. He made clutch plays. He made big plays. So hopefully he'll continue to get the opportunity and do those things for us.
Ron, you guys didn't look outside. You didn't sign anyone from outside on your 53 or your 10-man practice squad. You just comfortable with the guys that you had in-house?
Well, for the most part, because we know those guys. Now, you know, this is, you know, being in the NFL is very tenuous. You just don't know. And so, you know, because there are players out there that you may have had an eye on before. There is somebody out there that might intrigue you. So you work them out. You bring them in. You talk about them. You look at different things. So anything's possible. I mean, it's, you know, it's the nature of this game. You're always trying to improve and get better. And, you know, you really got to take a nice long look at people that are out there and say, hey, you know, I think this guy can help us. Or, you know, hey, I like the guys that we have. Let's give them a little bit more time and see if they develop. I mean, you know, we didn't give up on Burson. You know, once we got him back, we've kept him. And that's an example of a guy that works hard.
You guys, your players vote on captains.
Yes. Yes, they did. Okay, captains this year. And in no particular order, so don't read into the way I go. All right. Thomas Davis, Ryan Khalil, Cam Newton, Luke Kuechly, Greg Olsen, and Charles Johnson. Voted on by the players, I didn't have anything to do with the count.
Last year, didn't you? Smith and Gross, you sort of. They were kind of.
Captains emeritus. They're guys that have been there, and they've established themselves.
Not this year.
We went straight vote. We let them pick the six captains who they wanted. It just happened to be three on offense, three on defense. Their choosing, and as I said, I had nothing to do with the count.
Was Cam Moore convincing as a captain now this year after being it a year later and the leadership and all those things?
I think he's convincing, period. You know, and the same thing with Luke. I think it's just a matter of growing and, you know, establishing who they are. I think, you know, you can look at them both and say, you know, their credibility's there. I mean, both have been NFL Rookie of the Year. Last year, Luke was Defensive Player of the Year. Cam's a two-time Pro Bowler. I mean, you know, you can go on and on about those things. But I think it speaks for themselves, who they are. I think their teammates see them as guys that they want leading them. You know, I think the choice of Thomas and Khalil are huge. I think the confidence they're showing in Greg Olsen and Charles Johnson. You know, Charles Johnson, I appointed a captain a couple of years ago because of injury, and he took on the role very well. And I think it suits him very nicely, and I hope it helps him to continue to grow as a football player like he has in the last couple of years.
Speaking of Thomas Davis, is he having a better preseason this year than he did last year?
No, he's had a good one. He, just like last year, he's had a good one. And you know, it's interesting because, you know, there's so many things out there and so many reasons why. But I just think that the big reason more so than anything else is Thomas is just a good football player. You know, and it's just, you know, how he goes. And it's I think this camp is no different than the one he had last year.
Charles does a good job as a captain. Like, any specifics that you're able to share?
Well, I think it kind of helps him in terms of his own outlook at things. You know, I think it helps him to realize that people do look up to him. You know, because some guys don't want to be that guy in front, and it, all of a sudden it kind of forces him to be out in front, and I think that helps him.
How about what you've seen out of Brandon Williams so far?
Brandon's a real interesting guy. He really is. He works so hard at it, and he's got a long way to go. He only really had an opportunity to play 1 year in college. He was a basketball player to begin with, and he's really worked very hard at his craft. He spends a lot of time. In fact, he was the last guy off the practice field today. You know, practice had ended, and he elected to stay out about another 16 minutes, 17 minutes. He's very dedicated to trying to get this opportunity and take advantage of this opportunity. He works extremely hard. He asks a lot of questions. He makes a lot of mistakes. But I think that's all part of growing into a football player, is you're going to make mistakes, and the reason you make mistakes is because you're trying. And so he's an impressive young man to watch.
Greg Olsen was saying that it just meant a lot to have your support, the support of the organization last week. He also did it with Derek going through the birth of his child. Is that unusual, or do you think that would be the case at any team, or is it?
I would like to believe that's standard status quo for the league. I know this, though, and I can only speak for us. You know, we talk about family, and we want to follow up on that. And it really is about that. You know, Mr. Richardson has fostered a great environment here for us, and we've taken the ball and we've run with it. You know, Dave feels very strongly about that as well, and it's great to have a general manager that supports it. I mean, Marty did too as well, and Dave has really shown a true feel for that. And you know, we have to be there. You know, we ask so much of these young men. And, you know, they're put in tough situations. And so when a family issue comes up, we have to be there.
You've been part of a lot of organization. Is it more so here, you think, than anything you've been a part of, or is it?
Well, I just know this. I'm involved in it a little bit more. That's all I'll say on that.
Ron, do you feel better about your team's heat conditioning than you did a couple of weeks ago?
Yes, especially in light of today's practice. You know, we actually did an extra period today. We normally, you know, only have so many, and as we were going along, I looked at the watch, we were 17 minutes ahead of schedule. And I checked with both coaches, and I checked with Joe Kinn and Ryan Vermillion, and we felt, hey, with the pace we had set today at practice, you know, we can take them a few more snaps. So we did a little bit more, and they finished up strong. So we felt good about it. We watered them down. We took a couple extra water breaks today. And I think that helped them. I think that's why they were strong about it. You know, we've been stressing hydration for the last couple of weeks, and I think it's starting to pay off.
Is that about as hot a one as y'all and humid as you've had?
Yes, in fact, we've been monitoring Tampa Bay's weather and trying to keep an eye on it. It was actually going to be warmer here this week than it is there right now. So, you know, we think, you know, it's helping us. Like I said, one of the things that we've been stressing, that RVs have been stressing, has been eating properly and hydrating properly.
I know you said tomorrow's a big day to see how everybody's body reacts to being sore. Last week you said you were confident that Cam will start. I just want to make sure you're still confident.
Yep,
you're going to start.
I'm still confident. I still am.
Get into the game week.
Yes, very much so. It's been a, you know, it's always a long seven and a half weeks. It really is, and you know, because there's so many different things to talk about, and so many other ideas and thoughts and stories that you guys are trying to get, and you know, hearing the same questions over and over and over, get tired. But no, it's good, and I'm looking forward to it. I really do, because you know, it's been a long run for us in terms of looking forward to it. There's been a lot of speculation about who we're going to be. Now we'll find out. I mean, that's why you play the games, to find out just who you are. So I'm excited about this football team. I think we've done some good things. I think, you know, some of the people that we're counting on have stepped up. And, you know, we still have a couple questions to answer. And hopefully we'll get those things answered, you know, as we start playing. But I do look forward to the start.
Thank you,
guys. All right. Thank you, guys. Always good to see y'all.
I'm not sure what's happening.
Hydrate. I know. You got me spooked there for a second. I kept waiting.